to do a concert for kindness, it seems only natural to have George Rogers, because you open the dictionary, look under kindness, and there's a picture of him. He's I'm really proud to consider call George an old friend. And there's a gentleman named Patrick Moriarty. I don't know if he's in the house tonight, but he used to have these big shindigs before the pandemic. And it was always a thrill to get together with musicians and trade songs, old songs, Irish songs, country songs. And gosh, the first time I heard George was there, and I've just like been in love with his music ever since. But let me read to you George's bio as written by him, because it's really, really nice. Family comes first, as it should. Family always provides opportunities for personal growth. And next, I am a watcher. I watch myself, I watch and listen always. Then whenever I find a moment to let my mind wander, I write down a poem or a song or an idea. I carry a small notepad. Then when it's possible, I document what's been given to me and see if it can be a song. My only true personal joy is playing guitar and harmonica and writing songs, poems, and stories. This is a daily activity and has been for decades. My family always sang and told stories, often when riding in the car, when we traveled, or when we were working, we sang. I continue to play the music in my head day and night, the songs that come to me as I go through my day. And those are the words of my friend, the songwriter you're about to hear now, George Rogers. Come on up, George.
Thank you so much. I'd like to, there's a little bit of business I need to take care of. I need to thank Cypress School Kindness Club for allowing me to have an excuse to come up here and assault you, no, entertain you with my music. And I'd also like to announce that I was the second runner-up in the Hal Johnson look-alike contest. Hal came in first. I don't know how he did that. Now, I believe that there's a lot of songwriters here. I know the family of songwriters that I love to hang out with are here. And everyone has a reason or a way that they got started. I started early on, but then I found a great big excuse. That's what this song is about. Now, you've heard a lot of more sophisticated and longer songs, but you will not find a more sincere song. I'm going to take just 1 minute here. There. I'm going to tune up here. Vicki and Greg are always doing good works around, and so is Hal. Hal's made it possible for all kinds of people to be heard and know that they're out there. Now this song is, I like to say that this song was, that I got paid writing this song? Well, that's because I quit working in the middle of the day and sat down and write it because I was in a bad mood. Can you hear that out there? Last Tuesday morning, quite without a warning, I realized I was at work. And the fella that was standing there giving me orders certainly looked like a jerk. That's when I decided there was no need to hide. Only way that I'd get along, buy me a hat and I could drink down a beer and write me a country song. Because I love my horse, I love my saddle, I love all those western things, yippee. And I love standing here singing this song, dreaming of the money it might bring. Yeah, me and Waylon, now we, me and Waylon, we've been so tight for such a long time. The only new straits that I was in, well, I'm certainly right the next lane. In a coal mine, sister, she done stole a train. Grandpa run off with a girl in a Corvette, to handle real good, he was sane. Well, if old Roger Miller could answer my letter, I know that it wouldn't take long. Buy me a hat and I could drink down a beer, and I'd write you a country song. Because I love my horse, I love my saddle and I love all those western things, yippee. And I love standing here singing this song. I love dreaming about the money it might bring. Yeah, me and Waylon, Willie and Chip, we've been tied for such a long time. They only knew the straits that I was in. Well, I'm certain they'd write the next line. Here goes. Well, I found drugs and then I found Jesus. Yeah. My life has been turned around. Well, I'm real sincere and I don't mind saying I've had my ups and my downs and my downs. So come on, buddy, though the lyrics are muddy, I gotta, you gotta relate to the sound. Buy me a beer, you put a dollar in my hat, I shall write you a country song. Because I love my horse, I love my saddle, I love all those western things.
Yippee.
One more time. Yippee. And I love standing here singing this song, dreaming of the money it might bring. Yeah, me and Waylon and Willie and Chet, we've been tied for such a long time. They only knew the straits that I was in. Well, I'm a certain they'd write the next line. I said, they only knew the straits that I was in. Well, I'm a certain they'd write the next line. That's it. I knew I could probably not get through more than three songs, and so I got prepared six on paper and 25 in my book right here. So, I make copious notes for myself so I'll know what to do, and then I've only got, but my attention span is that of a ferret on espresso, so I sometimes forget and to look at my notes.
Your guitar went out, I think.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, where is that going to go?
Tech to the waves.
Tech service. I'm sorry for this interruption. All right, there's going to be a delay here. Acoustic guitar, they've got batteries now. So why does an acoustic guitar have a battery? I don't know. Go
figure. Hal to the rescue. Yay, Hal.
Yay, Hal. I told you Hal does a lot for the community. Steel and Stone. It's not dissimilar, but anyway, it's a motorcycle song. There's a road outside my front porch made of stone. This old hog, she's living rolled in chrome and steel. There's a road that I remember from long before the time I met you. I guess that road's still out there if I just get on my wheels. Steel and stone. Flesh and bone, carry me away from here. I don't know where I'll go, but I have loaded up my clothes. I can't see my way, I'm out of reasons I should stay. Steel and stone, flesh and bone. Seems as though we never get along, except of course when one of us is gone. Then I just spend time trying to hear your car out in the drive. It should come as no surprise, I can't recognize my life. Steel and stone. I don't know where I'll go, but I have
way too late. No, it's way too late to save my pride. My heart's too broke to care about your lies. You won't stay and you won't go, but there is something that I know. I can make this right if I can just load up and ride. Steel and stone.
Thank you for your patience while we were getting tech support.